1640.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start out the show today with my friend Peter Grandich. We are going to discuss a subject that was brought to our attention by one of our listeners on our blog, and that is he feels that there is a certain conflict between being a practicing Christian and being an effective capitalist. And he gave some examples of some people in the past who were wildly successful financially, but weren't particularly good people. They didn't break the law necessarily, but, you know, they weren't particularly good people. Now, this is a subject that I find to be very, very interesting, and I feel really strongly about that. Pete, I know you do too, right?
Yeah, I'll begin by telling you that I occasionally get an email saying, well, you know, you claim you're a good Christian, but you did this, that, and the other, or said this, that, and the other, and I always, when I do respond, I simply say the only real good Christian was nailed to the cross. The rest of us are at best work in progress. As you know, we all have a failing nature, and so and we have a sinful nature, and no matter how hard we try, we're still going to sin, and that's what Jesus went to the cross for. But I understand the way some people get, because people in the name of Christianity have stepped over, used, and abused people, and yet were tagged as good Christians. So I understand where he's coming from, but I think there are people that can claim Christianity and at the same time be a capitalist.
I would agree with that 100%. You know, I have to say that where I find a problem with capitalism, I have to say, pure capitalism, I have no problem. And I try like the Dickens to live up to that particular standard. I mean, all you have to do is read some of my comments on our blog, and you'll see where I'm coming from. And you'll see, you know, go to Pete's blog. You'll see the same thing there where he's coming from. Where I think that this fellow has a point is that there are a fair amount of what I would call predatory capitalists out there, people who, you know, who in the name of capitalism, for lack of better terms, take advantage of people. And I have to say that, you know, that all was brought to my attention with what happened at Enron. You know, those guys were simply lying, cooking the books and lying, and they got what they deserved. The same thing is going on right now with a lot of the actions, or went on, I guess, went on in the past with Wall Street, with a lot of the people back there. You know, they made some very serious mistakes, and unfortunately, because of our government's response to those mistakes, those people were actually rewarded. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, you know, I'm putting the finishing touches to a book finally, and hope to get it out this fall, and one of the chapters I devoted to it is the top chapter of Christian prosperity. Particularly in the Protestant community, there is a segment that has literally lived off of and profited from pushing what I believe is not a real Christian mandate, and that is go out and make as much money as you can because God wants to bless you. I have no doubt that God wants to bless you, and I do believe some people are blessed with the ability to make money, but I also believe there's all sorts of scripture where God puts a more heavier emphasis on those who are getting blessed like that to actually give back that much more. And, you know, the story of the two coins and the lady going in and giving it versus the so-called wealthy giving from their excess wasn't a message I believe God gave simply because he wants you to give everything. I think it was a message to show that the people who have a lot don't really give so-called on a percentage like people that have less. And I see that in the ministry work I do. Some of the greatest times I've had in mission work has been in places where people of little means who you can see were given from the excess when I've gone into very wealthy communities who some of the worst collections we ever had came from them. So I understand that people struggle with that, to be a good capitalist and be a good Christian. I think you can do both, but I think there's a higher calling on you when you've been blessed in that manner.
You know, just one thing that I'd want to add here is that we're talking about Christianity, and it sounds like we are discounting. I guess one could infer that we're discounting, for example, the Jewish folks and some of the other, you know, some of the other religions out there, Buddhism, etc. I have to say that I really prefer the term Judeo-Christian origins as opposed to just talking about Christians, because some of the finest people, some of the most honest, upstanding people that I know in this world are people who are not Christians. You know, they are, I have a lot of Jewish friends. I have some, interestingly enough, I have some Muslim friends who I would have to say I put into that category. You know, and the list goes on and on. So I think rather than use the word Christian, even though Peter and I, as we have disclosed numerous times in the past, are pretty active practicing Christians. But having said that, you know, we're talking about good people as opposed to simply saying Christian people are the only good people.
My addressing, I only act as a Christian, so I won't begin to fool people to say I think I know how the Jewish religion calls us to act or the Islamic. I will tell you this, the Islamic handling of money and matters of money is a very interesting topic that I've explored more and more, and probably has more basis in common sense and a better way for people to act when it relates to money than even in the Christian faith. It's been an interesting thing that I've looked more and more at, and it is a growing phenomena in the financial world, to where actually banks and credit unions and businesses related strictly for Islamic ways of handling money are growing. It's a very fast growing pace. So you're right that there are more ways than one, but I can only address in the faith that I act in, and that's Christian faith.
No, and I understand that, but I want people to know that we are simply, you know, we're being we're not excluding any particular belief here when we talk about this. You know, Peter, your comment about we're all works in progress is a very, very interesting comment, and I think it's a very accurate comment in the sense that, you know, I have made mistakes in the past, okay, and I'm going to continue to make mistakes simply because I'm a human being. Oftentimes, I will make mistakes unknowingly, okay, and that sounds like a funny thing to say, but, you know, when you reflect on past actions, there are things that you can say, you know, gee, I wish I didn't do that. I did it, and I wish I didn't. You know, I think it's very, very important for the listener who made that comment, and for all listeners to be really open and understand that, yeah, we all do make mistakes. In this particular, you know, portion of our existence, that's just something that is absolutely natural. And boy, if you want some backing on that, you know, read the Old Testament, read the New Testament, read whatever religious books you're involved in, and they're all going to say the same thing, Pete.
Well, as chairman, CEO, and president formerly of the Me, Myself, and I Society, I can tell you that I know that firsthand, and you are, we are at best work in progress, and I think that's universal. I think even for people that might not have even a specific religious belief, I think just those that believe in either a creator or that we're here to do good, I think we have to understand that we all fall short, and that those of us who act like we don't are really committing the worst of all sins.
I would agree 100%. I think that you simply have to admit your shortcomings, and you know, and once you've admitted them to yourself, and once you've admitted them to anybody who could be affected by them, you know, then I think you have to do everything that you can, you know, in order to improve your actions, for lack of better terms. You know, the one thing I want to say that has really attracted me to the industry, Pete, that you and I are involved in, which is hard assets, you know, gold, silver, the mining companies, what have you, is the people who I choose to deal with and the people who I deal with on an ongoing basis, okay, for the most part are people that share the exact same philosophy that you and I do. You got the final word.
Well, you've been more blessed than me. I've struggled in our industry. I have had difficulties finding or dealing, and it seemed to be, unless people were keeping it very inner, not acting in a very Christian way. So I bless you and a little jealous of you that you've had that good fortune. I found my industry struggling in that end, but maybe when we're done, you can tell me some of those people so I can get to know them.
School of Hard Knocks. It's been 30 years. Stick around, you guys. Be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me, chatting with Keith Schaefer, as we do almost every single week. And we're going to talk a little bit today. You know, I am very bullish, as you folks are aware, on the energy industry. I've been kind of beating a dead horse, or I've been saying it so many times. But, you know, one thing that we haven't discussed with Keith that I think is really, really important for those of you who want to learn more about this particular industry. I mean, you got to do more than look up the word oil in your dictionary, for lack of better terms. There is a plethora of information out there where you can educate yourself simply by using the internet, and that's what Keith and I are going to talk about a little bit today. Some solid places to go, some very unbiased, middle of the road places that, you know, sources that simply discuss the facts where you can go and that way learn more about the industry. Let's start out, Keith. Let's talk a little bit about the monthly oil market report that comes out from OPEC, because I think that's pretty important.
Sure, Al. There's lots of different sources that investors can check into on their own for free, and the OPEC monthly market oil report is definitely one of them. What OPEC is the group of countries that really controls most of the world's production. They do about 33% of the world's production. They hold about 75% of the world's resources. They're the big swing producer, and they sometimes act as a block to increase production, lower production, to make sure that the world's economy is in good stead, and also making sure that they get to maximize their revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've been doing is trying to be a little more transparent, and they post several reports, and the monthly oil report is one of them.
Yeah, I know when I first got involved in the industry from an investment standpoint, that was one of the first publications that I read. And I thought it was really, really interesting. It gave me some insights into what's going on in the Middle East, and other parts of the world that has OPEC member countries. And it just really helped me out immensely. Let's talk a little bit, you know, stay on the international level just for a second. Let's talk about the International Energy Association updates that come out.
Right. So the IEA, they're out of Paris, France, and they are like the OPEC for consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're made up of mostly the industrialized countries that consume most of the oil. What they do is put out different statistical numbers and guesses every month and every quarter as to what demand is going to be like in the world. I do pay attention to what they say because they can have an impact on prices. Certainly they did last week when they said, okay, we're going to have a coordinated release from all the strategic reserves of these 60 million barrels. But they do have a tendency to change their mind quite a bit and blow with the wind. So it's good to stay on top of what they're saying and what they're thinking, because their pronouncements can move markets. But it's also something that I take with a little bit of a grain of salt. Sometimes the IEA gets confused with the EIA, and of course those acronyms are very similar,
right?
But they're two different things. One is an international group, and the EIA is an American group, and they are really what I would consider the statistical Bible of the industry. I put a lot more faith into what they're doing versus anybody else, really. They too kind of blow with the wind, but they have a great statistical database that you can look up all kinds of information for free. They put out country reports on different production profiles by country, so it's quite a great statistical source if you want to dig that deep into the data.
You know, you really can't discount, for lack of better terms, the importance of OPEC, you know, and their monthly oil market report that came out. When you consider that OPEC, you know, they've got, what, 12 members, 6 in the Middle East, 4 in Africa, 2 in South America. They produce 41% of the world's oil production. I mean, you know, we're talking about a huge, huge player at the plate with a big, big baseball bat. I mean, they pretty much are the defining source, for lack of better terms, for oil production. What's going on in China right now, in your mind, Keith, in terms of the energy situation?
Well, I think China is a very important thing to keep track of, simply because they're the biggest, fastest-growing consumer. And when they put out their monthly reports on, okay, where our oil use or our gas use is increasing this much, our oil imports are increasing or decreasing this much, that has a major impact on oil prices and therefore stock markets around the world for
sure.
Usually 3 or 4 days. So what's been happening in China recently is that everyone knows that they have a slightly different system there. It's a communist country trying to be a capitalist country with all the contradictions that that holds. So what's been happening lately is that their oil production, the growth in their oil consumption, has been declining a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. And, of course, our schizophrenic stock market now that is always so focused on short-term movements and ideas, they take that and run with it for two or three days. If it looks good, oh, then oil and energy stocks go up, and if it's bad. And what's happening right now is that it's slowing a little bit, but both the bulls and the bears on the oil price are using the recent data here to say, oh, see, we're right, where the bulls are saying, look, we're going to have a soft landing now in China. We're not going to have, after all this growth, we're not going to have a huge crash. And the bears are saying, oh, look, this is another sign that things are slowing down, and it's only a matter of time now before, you know, growth becomes negligible, if not negative, simply because their banking system is on shaky ground as well, and the whole thing's a Ponzi scheme. So right now, I think that's one of the reasons why we're seeing the oil price just kind of stay fairly steady here, because nobody really knows what's happening. There's so much data coming out that can be interpreted in different ways.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. I want to kind of close here, just getting your opinion on a couple of comments that came out of the state of New Jersey. And we talked about this a little bit on the show last week. But this fellow Scott Perry, who's the director of the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Production's Bureau of Oil and Gas Management, you know, he said, quote, after a million experiments across the country, and then again also after doing his own research, quote, I've yet to see a single impact of fracking actually directly communicating with fresh groundwater resources, which I think is interesting, given the fact that a state senator back there, Bob Gordon, said that New Jersey has now sent a strong message to surrounding states and to the nation that a ban on fracking is necessary to protect public health. You know, I would have to ask Bob Gordon, you know, let's talk about the danger that OPEC, which represents 41%, as you brought out, Keith, of oil production in the world. Let's talk about the danger that they have on public health of the United States. Guys like the state senator from New Jersey just amaze me, Keith. You got the final word, my friend.
Well, fracking right now, is, as the science is starting to come out, is getting a much better rap. The truth is starting to come out, where all the media hype surrounding the sensational claims of environmentalists, it's good that this happens so that everyone can have a fresh look at this, because that's always a healthy thing. But what the truth is that's coming out here is that fracking has no direct communication with fresh groundwater resources and really is not anywhere near the health claim at all that a lot of people are worried about.
Yeah. Okay, there you have it. Keith Schaefer. Keith's not going to be with us for a couple of weeks. He is taking his wife, children, and mother on a well-deserved vacation. We're going to miss him, but he'll be back here with us in a couple of weeks. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I got Rick Ackerman with me right now. Rick and I do a fair amount of work together. Rick was, interestingly enough, just 2 days ago, I interviewed Rick, and that audio was carried on Kitco. Over 1,000 people have you listened to that in the first, less than the first 24 hours, so you obviously respect Rick's opinion, as I do. Having said that, let me say that the real issue in my mind right now vis-a-vis investing in hard assets is something that was announced yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, and that was, here's the direct headline, Greece gets new bailout as U.S. nears brink. Okay, the Eurozone leaders agreed Thursday on a new 109 billion euro bailout for Greece and new steps to prevent its debt crisis from metastasizing across the continent in a plan expected to trigger the first debt default by a nation using the common currency. Let me say this. I don't think it's going to work, number one. I think it's a Band-Aid. Number two, precious metals, hard asset investors seem to agree with me because yesterday gold went up in price significantly, as did silver. Rick, do you think I'm nuts or do you think I'm right on this one?
Well, it's
it's interesting that that Germany mainly has been willing to put so much on the line, and it's astounding how much they've thrown at the problem. But I do agree they're really not fixing it, and even in, let's say, not the lunatic fringe discussion, but just the basic nuts and bolts of it that you'd see reported in the paper, a prime concern is that just the higher borrowing rates that Greece is paying right now are enough to essentially put the kibosh on any kind of recovery they might have. So the idea of servicing huge debt in an economy that's that can't grow because it's burdened by debt is there's no getting around it, really.
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. You know, it's a lot of things are going on in the world that don't make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, again, the logic that I see behind this is I think that this is a real indicator. Well, I don't want to tell other people what, you know, what I think they should do, because I'm not in a position to do that. But to me, it's a real indicator that we're in a situation right now that is just getting worse and worse financially on an international level. And what are people going to do? Well, you know, you've got to go into something that makes sense, something that's not going to lose its value, at least in my mind, and that something is gold and silver, Rick.
Well, gold and silver are certainly reflecting the tensions out there in the financial world. It's surprising to me that gold is not up more than it is today. You know, we're basically scraping up against the highs that gold made in the last spike to new record highs, but we're not really breaking into blue sky here. So it's a little odd to me that gold isn't doing better than it's doing, although, you know, I'm looking right now on the August COMEX contract for a minimum 1652 before I even get worried. It traded as high as, I think it was 1607 today.
Why would you get worried when you say, before I get worried, 1652? Why would that number bother you?
Well, maybe worry is the wrong word, but my forecasting method tries to put aside pie-in-the-sky numbers. I like to take gold's rally cycles one stage at a time, and 1652 is what I call a hidden pivot. It's a number, a resistance, that is particular to my hidden pivot analysis method. So if gold pops through that number pretty easily the first time it hits it, that's a good sign. But if we had, but I would expect some sort of correction, and it's really a matter of how long the correction takes that gives me a sense of how strong the underlying trend still is.
What other markets do you think that are interesting right now, Rick, for investors to take a look at them? And we talk about hard assets. We talk about hard assets virtually all the time, you know, and everybody knows how I stand on that. I continue to be very, very bullish on gold, silver, et cetera. But what other markets do you think people should take a look at in light of the fact that, in my opinion, and it would appear from what you've said in your opinion and from what you've said in earlier interviews, you know, there's a major financial train wreck right around the corner. What else should people look at besides precious metals?
Well, a couple things. I had a very, very bullish article out last week on palladium. The supply and demand factors, extraneous and speculative factors, are very, very good. A lot of it has to do with the growth of the car industry, domestic sales in China. Another thing that you have to that should smack you in the face right here, if you look at the weather report and kind of stack it up against what you see in some of the soft commodities, how can you miss? I guess from a regulatory standpoint, I can't say that you can't miss, but you look at corn here and sugar. You know, with all the drought and the heat, it wouldn't be surprising if there were a major corn bust that's going to be part of the agricultural story come fall. So we're looking at the December corn contract for a possible pop in the fall based on a crop bust.
What do you think about, you know, you talk about corn, you know, obviously, you know, we're delving over into agriculture here. I personally am very, very optimistic about the future of the agricultural industry, specifically not necessarily the commodities themselves, but the support areas. For example, potash. We've got a sponsor on the website, Passport Potash. You know, there are other potash companies out there. I don't think that's a bad place to be either.
I agree. You have to look a couple layers down from the kind of the big story. Everybody's, or there are a lot of traders on the corn story already, But you're right, in some of the support areas, there's some good bargains there. Maybe even more so since Caterpillar is just out with a kind of with a disappointing earnings report. So that might be the buying opportunity you look for.
In terms of Caterpillar?
Well, in terms of, you know, Caterpillar is registering a little bit of disappointment. Sometimes the ag story gets a little bit ahead of itself. There was a story, I think, yesterday about, oh, it was an incredible place price paid for Canadian farmland. And I had done a piece of a fellow named Tom McCafferty, who writes occasionally for Rick's Picks, said that Canadian farmland is probably his first pick for assets that you might want to sock away for your grandchildren.
I find that to be interesting because I have, you know, we have basically, when I say we, Kathy and I have put about 30% of our capital into real estate simply because, you know, and obviously not farmland, but we are pretty bullish on real estate, not for the immediate future. And I want to stress that. I think that this thing is going to, I think that the real estate values, at least in the area that we're invested in, are going to languish for a while. But I have to believe that long term, the buying opportunities right now that you find in real estate in certain sectors, I think the buying opportunity there is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, it's area that we live in is a great area, and you can buy virtually anything you want here for 40, 50 cents on the dollar. And boy, it doesn't take a real genius to figure out that that makes a lot of sense.
Well, Canadian farmland would definitely be in that category of longer term. It's not as though you can go up there and wave a fistful of dollars and just buy land. There are restrictions on how much non-Canadians can buy and own, and also as to what the land is used for. So it's not an easy investment to make, but it's certainly one that seems to have promise for the long haul.
I would agree with that completely. Rick, we've got about a minute left here. We haven't ever really talked in the past very much about what you do. Take a minute and summarize that for our listeners, would you?
Well, I have a few components to Rick's Picks. I do the newsletter each day, which has four or five trading ideas. Sometimes they're very specific as to what you do. And I try to put out enough easy ideas that anyone can do, that anyone can try it and essentially pay for the cost of a subscription. But I also do a monthly webinar online that is concerned with my hidden pivot method. I don't advertise it or promote it. Actually, we've just begun that, but the word of mouth has filled the classes each month. And students seem to like it.
Okay, I want to stress to people out there, and this is not an advertisement. I want to stress to people, Rick's website, take a look at it and see what you think. This guy is very, very valuable, very insightful, very bright. See what you think and let me know. The gal's going to be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economic Support Time. Corlin, appreciate you joining me. I'm going to wrap up this particular hour with my friend and colleague, Steve Taylor. Steve and I spent a fair amount of time earlier this week chatting about the budget deficit situation here in the United States. And, you know, as we're recording this, you know, I'm reading the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and, you know, one of the headlines is Obama and Boehner advance toward deal to cut deficit. Well, most of you out there know how I feel about this and how I think that this affects investment opportunities. But let's hear what Steve Taylor has to say. Steve has done a fair amount of research on this thing. You can never get too many opinions when you're talking about investing and you are, you know, you're talking about spending your own hard-earned dollars. Steve, what do you think?
Well, certainly we've talked about the debt deal and the negotiations going on and the fundamental divide between the two sides and their beliefs of what government should be and how it should be run. Certainly the Democrats are interested in raising more revenue so they can spend more. The Republicans have finally come around and are more interested in cutting the size of government and are more interested in spending cuts than tax increases. From an investor standpoint, certainly the uncertainty of it all is having an effect and will have an effect on the investment community and the markets because, as we've talked about many times, the markets hate uncertainty and don't like what's going on in D.C. in terms of not running smoothly.
What I find interesting here, Steve, is that yesterday when word kind of got out, so to speak, through the journal and other publications and other sources that, Greece got the bailout and the U.S. was nearing the brink of, a decision has not been made here. I found the reaction in the precious metals markets to be very, very interesting in that mid-morning on Friday, the price of an ounce of gold was up pretty significantly. It was up about $11 or $12. The price of silver was also up, and I'm just wondering if I'm correct in assuming that people see the fallacy of, number one, the Greek bailout, and number two, the budget situation in the United States right now, if they don't realize that these are just Band-Aids and that they really are not providing long-term credible solutions.
Oh, absolutely. I think they can see right through that, particularly with a lot of the reporting that's been done showing how the potential budget will be cut. A lot of it is the old typical way that government does things, and that is we're not going to make those tax increases, or we're not going to spend the kind of money we expected to, so therefore that's a savings. We're going to save that money. You're not saving anything. You're just not doing it. There's a big difference between saving and not spending. So they're seeing this, and they're seeing how the budget, quote, is being cut, and that is taking into account that we're not going to spend money or as much money on the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, that was already known. That was already built in, but they're using that as the big triumph of the negotiations here, which is absolutely ridiculous. Fundamentally, there's very little changing here. And at some point, something has to be done, and the market's saying, this isn't it. This is not going to solve the problem. There's still a lot of uncertainty. There's still a lot of debt. And sure, they're buying gold, they're buying silver to cover themselves because they know that this is going to continue on in the foreseeable future. When I say the foreseeable future, I'm talking about years, not days, weeks, or months. And it's long overdue to do something about this. And it's going to continue to fester, it's going to continue to simmer, and it's going to continue to boil over at some point. And that's going to provide, I think, more impetus for people to buy gold and buy silver.
I received a comment from a listener when I said, my position on the current situation is real simple. You look at the economy of the United States, and you put it the same category as a company, okay, public, private, what have you. You look at the income statement, and obviously expenses have to be cut. There's no question about that. And revenues have to be increased. There's really no question about that either. And one of the comments that I made is I said, U.S.-based companies that move offshore to eliminate payment of taxes, I think that that's something that really needed to be curtailed of sorts. And one of the listeners said, Corlin, you're crazy. If a company moves offshore, they employ foreign people, et cetera, they're obligated to pay taxes in that particular jurisdiction, but to say that they should pay U.S. taxes is really kind of ridiculous. Well, I don't agree with that. I think that U.S. companies, whether they are officially based in the United States or not, I got to tell you, man, I think that they have to help out in terms of, getting this situation resolved in the United States. What do you think about that issue?
Well, certainly a lot of these companies that move offshore don't actually really employ anyone offshore, and they don't really pay taxes offshore either. A lot of these companies have little to no employees. All they do is domicile in a tax-friendly haven, and there's no employees there whatsoever, maybe one or two. And the vast majority of their income is generated in the United States for many of these companies. So it's unfair for companies to be able to do business in the United States without paying United States taxes. I mean, that's a given. Now, the question is, at what level is a fair taxation? That's a very big question. I mean, are a lot of companies being overtaxed where they are? Perhaps. Are a lot of companies underpaying taxes? That's also true. That's one of the fundamental questions we come back to is, should we remove a lot of these loopholes, exemptions, tax write-offs, that sort of thing, and perhaps go to an easier tax code that would make sense for everyone, including the government, including these corporations that wouldn't have to spend so much money figuring taxes, and just make it easier. And perhaps that would bring in more revenue overall and at less cost.
I would agree with that. You know, looking at the other component of the income statement, i.e. expenses, where I fault the current administration is that, number one, they are saying, well, we've inherited a situation that, that was started, you know, in prior years in terms of spending. And I don't disagree with that. But the spending plan right now of the current administration is including some very, very large numbers in terms of entitlements, what have you. And I fault the current administration in not stopping the growth in the magnitude of many of these expenses. You know, a couple of examples that I would give just right off the top of my head would be military spending in parts of the world where they don't even want us there. Pakistan and Afghanistan, I mean, the huge amounts of money being spent there. Libya, huge amounts of money being spent in Libya right now. Coming basically to the United States, you know, when you talk about cutting entitlements, everybody says, well, you're a bad person for saying that because there are some people who simply need help from the government. And I completely agree with that, totally. But I would bet my bottom dollar that there are a very large percentage of the people receiving entitlements who simply don't deserve them. And that needs to be stopped. Now, in terms of tax increases on the wealthy, I would maintain that some tax increases are necessary in my mind, and I know a lot of our listeners disagree with this, but the people who need to be taxed consist of everyone, not just those folks who are making over $200,000 a year, over a quarter million a year, what have you. Everybody needs to chip in on this thing. Now, when you talk about whose problem is this or whose problem is it, it's all of our problem. When you talk about who created it, that, in my mind right now, is rather an immaterial issue because the issue needs to be dealt with. It. I don't care who created it in the past.
Oh, I agree. It's everyone's problem. We all need to tackle this. And in terms of going forward, it is somewhat immaterial of who created in the past. But I'd also argue that everyone created in the past. There hasn't been anyone who's been willing to stand up and say, we have to stop this. We can't. This can't go on. There's been a lack of political and economic will in this country to stop spending. I mean, all you have to do is look at personal incomes and personal debt to see that there's a lack of willpower among Americans to stop spending. And that's been reflected in our politicians and our government. And that has to change, and it can't change overnight. So when people say this budget deal is really coming down to the wire and so forth, it isn't. This is just the tip of the iceberg of a long and torturous process and perhaps a lot of pain in this country to figure out what kind of government we want going forward. Do we want to start becoming a European style and tax ourselves to death and just feel like the government is taking care of us, or do we want to return to an age where we're more frugal, it's more independent, and people can more take care of themselves?
Steve and I agree 100%. Big Al's going to be back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.